Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Our voice to bless you.
We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you. Lift up your voices and say this. We love you, Lord. We love you. Say that with me. Say
I'm trying.
When you need it.
This holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
So I was in love moment, so it would be moving to actually hear the real deal versus see it with you and Katrina. You know, I kind of envy that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I envy that.
Touch it now, God, in the name of touch it. Everybody exactly. Believe God. We ask God for healing. Heal her, Lord. Heal her. Come on.
Yes. Heal. It's a difference, you know, than the jealous and the envy thing. You know, to find love, rare, very rare, real love. And then to have it spiritually, like, blast, oh, stop it. That is amazing, you know. So I just thank God for you, Uncle Trent. I really do. Y'all let me know in so many ways how to love, how to receive love, how to act when you do get love, how to treat your man, how to have your man treat you. So, yeah. Yeah, this story is going to be powerful, just like you and Katrina's relationship. So, yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm thirsty, actually. Geeked up.
My queen.
We bless God for you, Berta. Berta, we know that there has been love in your life. And once you hear this love story, I'm sure you're going to see that love is in your life. A lot of times we think that love is supposed to be a picture-perfect idea. You know that's not true.
No, better stop it.
Love Talk Radio.
Everybody, hear me, and I say this as an apostle. It's time to show enough, get real. It's time to take off the mask. Halloween is over. And let's start being bucket naked before God, because listen, spiritually, we all are in the nude. Glory to God, I felt that in my left toe. I said, we are all in the nude. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born, bucket naked. You're showing more than you know. So all of this hiding behind other people's sins and failures and talking about it, and looking innocent, God's about to show up your skeletons. Y'all get ready. You better open up that closet and let those skeletons fall out.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, it's about to be a party. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, listen, you need to ask yourself, ask yourself, have I been sowing gossip and gainsaying? Have I been sowing discord among the brethren? Have I been doing just like Satan, accusing the brethren? Some of you claim that you love God, but you are a busy body. Your body is busy. Your mouth is busy. That's why I love this woman. You know why? Because it's so easy to be used by God with a free woman, gentlemen. And I would tell every man, before you get married, check the DNA of that woman. Check her DNA. Women, before you marry that man, check their DNA. And what am I saying? Some people are part of the Do Not Association, the DNA, Do Not Association. You know, when you get married, you say, I do, right?
Right.
But a lot of people say I do, but then don't. Come on.
Right.
A lot of women say I do, but then they don't. And then when the thing fall off, then they play the victim and say, oh, see, he's supposed to have been a man of God. Yes, he was. But before you say of God, he's a man. And
right.
Instead of trying to treat somebody like a man of God, why don't you try treating him like a man first?
That's right.
Instead of trying to treat her like a woman of God, why don't you treat her like a woman first?
Yeah.
See, a false balance is abomination, because some folk going to stay the same way until Jesus comes, believe it or not. And some people only want to be around people that make themselves look good.
That's right.
Come on. If they think they're more spiritual than you, they'll act like they're your friend. If they think they can prophesy better than you, which is nonsense, but some people think that way, they'll hang around you because they know they have a maturity that may be more visible. Y'all may not have seen people like that, but see, I haven't been in ministry 33 years and stupid. Okay, let's take that. Take your car to a mechanic that doesn't have the experience. He's going to leave some bolts out. He's going to leave some screws out. And then you're going to be frustrated and upset. Why? You took your car to a generic mechanic. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, then you could say all mechanics are equal. Well, whatever. But I know one thing. If you got a Ford, it would be best if you take it to a Ford dealership and let somebody that know about the Ford engine work on your Ford engine. Amen, Roger. That was good, Roger. Yes,
amen. That was good. That's real good.
And that's the trouble with people. We're taking our bodies to some alley mechanic preachers.
Love Talk Radio.
I done had a glass of water, y'all. Hold up. we're taking our physical engine, and we're going to get service. You know, we're going to a service, and we're going to be serviced. But see, Jesus said, I didn't come to be ministered to. That's why I love the fact that my queen, when she talks with balance. Some people want to just lift a woman up into mother worship. When you honor someone, you're not worried about who sees you, who's looking at you. We got to get off of this feminism gospel and this male chauvinist gospel. I had a woman tell me, you're just a male chauvinist. You act like you hate women. I said, no, but let me say to you, you're slow. You're not fast. You're slow because you didn't hear one word that I said. And some people will never change because they are bitter and not better. Come on in here. And some folk going to be indifferent. They'll look at your sin. They'll talk about your sin. And they'll be screwing the hell out of everybody and still speaking
talk
in tongues.
About it. Come on.
And then try to blame you. He messed us up. He made us crazy. Y'all was crazy before I came to Chicago. Yeah, folk was crazy before I showed up. Moses wanted to see his glory. God showed him his behind. I will show folk my behind before I let them worship me. So guess what? You saw my ass? Then thank God. Now you know I'm flesh. I can hear it now. Can you believe he said that? You know blessing and cursing are not to proceed out of the same mouth. Well, see, that's the problem. Did you hear him say ass? Did you hear yourself say it when you said it?
Love Talk Radio.
Folk is so religious until they won't even read a definition. Come on.
That's right.
Now, if I said the word S-H-I-T, oh, my God, didn't I tell y'all he was the devil? But that is a plant. Then other folk, without reading or studying, or say, that's wrong. It's blessing and cursing. Let me show you what cursing is across the pulpit, all across the world, every Sunday. When a man or woman gets up and preach something that the Holy Spirit didn't reveal is nothing but the letter, and the letter kills you. Now, you can say kill, curse, they're the same thing. God, what a preach word. Jesus Christ, glory to God from heaven. So if someone is teaching you something in the flesh, see, some folk don't understand what you call flesh can actually be the Spirit of God. Come on. And what you call the Spirit of God can actually be flesh. Just because somebody look big eyes and look deep and start speaking in a tongue, And people think, oh, he's spiritual. He prophesied. Lord Jesus, did you see him go? Ooh, he was sweating. He took the sweat off of his neck and put it on me, and I fell out. It might have been because it was funky. Come on. You got to watch who blow on you. Some people are suffering from gum disease. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, and folk just sit up top of, ooh, he blew. Ooh, I felt the heat. Yes, you did. Have you ever said, talk about it was the fire of God. Yeah, okay. Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, bless God, and nobody was in the room, and you said, ooh, loose here. And Colgate was saying, come here. Me and my queen, we honor each other. If we just feel like just laying there and we get up, we put the sheet over our mouth and we talk.
Yes.
That's called respect. You can wake up, I feel the Lord, kiss me. You better go brush. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
I bind that spirit. Rebanda shakaraka. Rinse. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. Rinse. You better be careful. You walk up to somebody and go, hallelujah. Uh-huh. You'll get a ticket. I love everybody. I promise you I do. You know, it's just some folks feel bad. Oh, they act like they don't like me. Who the hell cares? Who don't like me? Listen, some of you are suffering not from low self-esteem. Your self-esteem is too high.
Jesus.
You got high self-esteem. You know, like high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Some people got high self-esteem. They're so high-minded. Come on here. They're so
high-minded.
People has to come to me. I'm not going to anyone and saying I'm sorry. They have to come to me because I'm the royalty. Come on, please, get real.
For real.
Come on. That's why y'all wonder why men act the same way. How you going to sit around and have a boyfriend, have sex with him, and all of a sudden you go to church and get touched, and then you're talking about we can't do it no more. I want to do it right. I want to get married. He been doing it right. In, out, sideways, up, down, backwards, back door, front door. Come on in here.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you get religion and talk about I'm saved. Didn't you know you were saved before you got to sweating?
Come on.
Because before you married him, y'all was, you know, blessing each other.
Yes.
Anointing each other, consecrating each other.
Yes.
Honey, wait a minute. I'm not going to go to bed tonight. I feel to stay up all night in the presence of the Lord. Well, look, the presence of the Lord is not scared to go to bed with you. You carry your tail to bed. The husband told me, I feel led to pray all night. I'll be in my study. And then she sneak in there, and then you on the phone with some other woman. And for you pastors that can't admit that you done slept with folk, repent. And stop. You got folk coming to the altar to you. Who the hell are you? You get to the altar.
Tell the real, real. That's right.
And talk about, that's my armor bearer. I've been there too. Oh, that's my armor bearer. Yes, it is. She bearing your arms all right. Around her waist. See, folks don't want to talk. See, that's why don't say you're an apostle and your lips not anointed. An apostle, a true apostle, is not worried about a brick building. Building-minded, conscious leaders got one vision. I want a new church. Like it's a new pair of shoes.
Yeah,
come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it, and it happens.
We would like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast of Living Life World Ministries. Get ready for a supernatural breakthrough and invasion of God's love. And now the Word of God, given straight from God to the Apostle of Living Life World Ministries, Roderick Owensby.
I would never allow any human being to be an issue with me.
You better pray.
You know why? Because if I allow you to be an issue, then I made you my God.
That's good. That's good.
a mouthful right there.
That's powerful.
Wow.
You can always tell the sin of a person because it's their gossip.
Yeah, come on now. You
come on, I like that.
Wow.
I like it.
You don't need a revelation. You don't even need to be deep. If a person always talking about folks got caught up in adultery, they're in it.
That's right. You,
that's it.
Come on.
I told somebody one time, if you want to get a guilty verdict, go to the church.
Yes.
Take them to court. They know how to say, guilty!
Oh my.
You can contact Apostle Roderick Owensby and Living Life World Ministries at P.O. Box 24314, Indianapolis, Indiana 46224.
We all need somebody, who cares. When times of trouble, good to know.
God said, I'll give you power to get wealth. Let me give you something to choose. If you had to choose long life or long money, which one should you choose? I hear somebody say, I'd pick long money. But if you had a choice between health and a lot of money, do you know some crazy folk would pick a lot of money and lose your soul? I started to say crazy soul. Listen, wealth is health. God may want you to live to become 140. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can't have it.
That's right.
I did a research, a study about a man. He lived to be 138. God is increasing the lifespan. But if you don't believe that, well, praise God. But if you believe God can do that which seems to be impossible, I dare you right now, said, I believe. If you believe that God can take you from being poor to rich overnight, you ought to say, I believe. Honey, I've sensed the anointing to prophesy.
Come on.
I feel it in my left toe. Listen, if you're suffering from any sickness, something in your body, listen, I asked a lady one time, I said, you want a healing or you want your check? She said, I need my check. God. Praise God. She wanted to keep her check once a month. Because she felt if she got her healing, then she wouldn't have a reason to get her money. Well, honey, listen, it's time to wake up. Katrina, are you enjoying yourself, my queen, my love, my baby, my stock freak?
Yes, I am enjoying myself, handsome. You are so funny. This has been such an awesome show. The people of God, I know they're blessed as I am. This has been extraordinary. The Rod Father is coming to stores near you, platforms near you, stages near you. Look out for it. The Rod Father is on the rise.
I have concerns about the world. Children are starving here and abroad. Our schools have much confusion. Hey, how can we learn in shootouts? I mean, you adults are fighting spiritually and politically. Republicans against Democrats. Hey, we have a great president, and some are saying he's bad. I have a word for you adults. Grown-ups need to grow up. Let's bring this issue to the Rod Father. Kabish.
OMG. I can totally relate to what this young man is saying, you know? I was, like, in the mall, and there were, like, some Christian sisters who were, like, hating. Don't get me wrong. I can totally understand if they're, like, our spiritual paparazzi and all. But, hey, if, you know, people are going to be childish and play, like, high school games, shouldn't we all be told so that we can play along also? Help me out, Rod Father, because this is totally immature. It's childish, you know? And if this is where we're going today, if in the name of Christianity, I don't want to play. I'm totally stepping out if that's what it's about. Christian is supposed to be about love. God is love. That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to represent love, L-O-V-E, right? Oh, my God. This is so not like him. And I will not play the game, but I can if that's what they want to do.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
Go ahead.
he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rottweiler. Everybody wants to talk to the Rottweiler.
I would like to speak with the Rottweiler. Is he available?
Somebody's always looking for him.
The Rottweiler.
They must want some wisdom.
I hope he's available.
The Rottweiler.
We came to you, Rottweiler, because you have the wisdom that we need. Help us out, Rottweiler. Spit the wisdom, man.
The things that are happening here is a direct result of evil labor. Many are enjoying the fruits of their labor. These are the fruits of injustice, racism, unfairness, evil laws that excuse some while convicting others. Our history is full of certain groups getting away with crimes while causing those who have no protection to go undefended. We must be aware that this can't go on forever. Well, it's time to recognize and for us to see our ways and turn from them and treat others as we want to be treated. This is not a hard problem. This is an easy one.
Somebody's always looking for him.
The Rottweiler.
They must want some wisdom.
Want to see the Rottweiler. Everybody wants to talk to the Rottweiler.
I would like to speak to the Rottweiler. Is he available?
You know, I see some folks, they get in public and they get real deep. I know this man, I went out to dinner with him one time. He prayed too long, man. I was hungry. He was just praying too long. He was thanking God for everything. And, I mean, be thankful, but my God, the food is hot. Praise God. He stopped thanking God from the time he was born until, I mean, he was thanking God for the jobs. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing, but it's time to eat. In other words, you need to have some wisdom. If I take you out to eat and we're sitting there and over some fish or whatever your favorite food is and some steak and somebody just blessing the food and they done went past blessing the food, now you get on my nerves because I'm hungry. I want to eat. Thank God for the meat. Let's eat. Praise God. God know if you're thankful. In other words, a religious spirit will have you trying to impress folk about your relationship with God.
Right.
We have a relationship with God. We don't try to impress people about our relationship with God. So a lot of religious folk think, you know, we are just strange folk, you know, because we have nothing to prove.
Backslid.
Castaways. Pushed
overboard.
People that Paul talked about. Baby, look, in our Bible study, you're so crazy. That's what I love about you. I was reading in Second Corinthians. I hope this is going to bless y'all. Second Corinthians, it's off of what you said. It came to my spirit. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Listen to this. Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Go ahead, turn to it. You hear me turning my Bible? Get your Bible. Now watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Watch this. This is what messed up a lot of God's children. Old things are passed away. Talking about, I'm married to Jesus. I don't need a man. Wait a minute. He said, old things are passed away. And watch this. Behold, pay special attention to. That's what behold means. Behold, all things are become new. Now, this is how a lot of folk got messed up. They went to the altar, gave their life to God, and the preacher said, how do you feel? They shouted, they danced, the organ played, the drums played, honey, and you know, how do you feel? Oh, I feel good. You're saved. So a lot of people got good feeling salvation. They got a good feeling salvation. So all they want from God is a quickie. They want a quickie. They want a microwave God. Make me feel good. Like the woman one time, we were in a meeting, and a lady came to me. She said, oh, I just love you and your wife. Well, who going to preach tonight? My wife said, my husband, he's going to minister tonight. She said, oh, make me feel good. I said, okay. I preached the hell out of her. And I asked her, how do you feel? She said, praise God.
That is something. Come on now. What do? Make me feel good? Is that what we go to the building for when we gather ourselves to worship in his name? Do we go just to feel good? I thought we were going to render something unto him.
Mm.
We are supposed to go and render our praises unto him, and not just then. We're supposed to have them when we take them there, our praises. That's so true. I mean, this is great, and I'm just really waiting on this word because it's powerful. It's so truth. It's raw. It's down to earth. That's what we need today, raw truth in the earth. No disrespect to the old-time religion, as the people say.
Old-time religion. Oh,
you went back, huh?
Yeah. You're tired of going to church and people looking at your shoes. You got to have a name brand suit on. God's not in it. Listen, I don't condemn anybody. If you like to dress, I think you ought to be free to dress. If you like your suit, you ought to be free to wear your suit. If you like your blue jeans, you ought to feel free when you go into a, I quote, house of the Lord.
Yes.
You understand? I would tell anybody, any preacher, if all you're doing is raising offerings and you're not raising the dead, you're in the wrong business.
That's
you need
right.
to go to Wall Street. The kingdom of God is about lifting up people. Jesus said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? He hath anointed me to preach the gospel.
That's
to
right.
who? The poor.
That's right.
Now, I do believe that we are in an age where there's some money coming anonymously. Listen to me. Am I prophesying? Yes, I am. Write it down. There is some money that's getting ready to come to people anonymously. You don't know where it comes from. See, God is sick of the rich acting as though they became rich by their own authority. If you listen, I'm talking to some CEOs. Some of you CEOs, most of you need to pay back the workers that work to help you get as rich as you are. Nobody that smart to make $1 billion overnight.
Mm-mm.
God said, I'll give you power to get wealth. Let me give you something to choose. If you had to choose long life or long money, which one should you choose? I hear somebody say, I pick long money because we have foolish people.
Right.
But if you had a choice between health and a lot of money, did you know some crazy folk would pick a lot of money and lose your soul?
Mm.
I started to say crazy soul. Listen, wealth is health. God may want you to live to become 140 playing basketball. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can't have it.
That's right.
I did a research, a study about a man. He lived to be 138. God is increasing the lifespan. But if you don't believe that, well, praise God. But if you believe God can do that which seems to be impossible, I dare you right now, said, I believe. If you believe that God can take you from being poor to rich overnight, you ought to say, I believe. Honey, I've sensed the anointing to prophesy.
Come on.
I feel it in my left toe. Listen, if you're suffering from any sickness, something in your body, listen, I asked a lady one time, I said, you want a healing or you want your check? She said, I need my check. God. Praise God. She wanted to keep her check once a month because she felt if she got her healing, then she wouldn't have a reason to get her money. Well, honey, listen, it's time to wake up. Katrina, are you enjoying yourself, my queen, my love, my baby, my sacrifice?
Yes, I am enjoying myself, handsome. You are so funny.
This has been such an awesome show. The people of God, I know they're blessed as I am. This has been extraordinary. The Rod Father is coming to stores near you, platforms near you, stages near you. Look out for it. The Rod Father is on the rise.
Listen, we enjoy life, we enjoy love, and we enjoy happiness. Don't worry. Be happy. If people don't like you for who you are, blank them. But love them anyhow. Listen, if you can't laugh, then you're living a sad life. Now, if you need prayer, we'll pray for you. Pray for us. We need your prayers. It's time for a harvest of young people. It's time for the people in our generation to see the power of God with some down-to-earth people. I mean, some folk, too deep for me. You know, just because God used you, you don't have to talk like you got a frog in your throat. What's up, Doc? God bless you, darling. Be yourself. And we experience some supernatural things in our meetings and crusades. We've seen blinded eyes open, and we still was laughing. We've seen deaf ears open, and for some reason, Katrina and I were still laughing, and people ask us, why y'all laugh? That's funny when the devil is evicted. You know, that's funny when the devil thought he had somebody in bondage and God just came along and broke the chains. You have any chains on your life? Listen, let me go ahead and do this. If you are in spiritual bondage, just take your hands right now and raise them and say, Lord, I am tired of this fruitless life. You can be delivered and saved. I'm not talking about going to church. Go to church. And we're not against going to church. God uses us to plant churches. But we plant people. If people are not important wherever you go to church, then you're not in a church. You're in a club, you know, where they get your money at the door. Praise God. You can be delivered from religion. Religion will kill you. Don't y'all know that by now? Religion will have you shouting, dancing, speaking in tongues, kicking your shoes off, rolling up and down the aisle. And when you get through, you're looking at somebody you just remember that you don't like, and you're rolling your eyes at them. Come on in here. After service, Sunday morning, you got pastors who preach until they sweat. But then after service, they'll go to a restaurant and just talk about the same folk that just gave an offering. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all been church hurt. Well, be church healed in Jesus' name. Somebody said to me the other day, why are you so hard on people? I'm not hard on people. I'm the easiest person to talk to. I'm just raw. Katrina and I just believe in telling it like it's T.I. is. Tell it like it is. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. I like candy. I like Nine Later. Come on. Chicken sticks. Bubble gum. Oreo cookies dipped in the milk. Hallelujah. I felt something when I said that. I like sweets. But listen, I don't like a sweet gospel. The gospel is not intended to be sweet all the time. Sometimes you have to take the bitter with the sweet. If you want to see people delivered, you got to tell them the truth. And if it costs your friendship, so be it. If it costs your relationship, so be it. Whatever it costs, tell people the truth. Some of y'all are going to say what people want you to say when you're around people who want you to say what they need you to say at the time they need you to say it. And then you conform like a chameleon to them. Listen, I'm straight-faced. I got something that's called faceology. The way I am in your face, me and my queen, that's the way we are behind your back. You know, some of y'all got to look over your shoulders. You don't know whether the person is your friend or not. But stop hanging around a man. Praise God. Don't laugh at their jokes. I don't care if it's on your job. Be real. Listen. We got a name for ourselves. They're going to tell you like it is. They're a straight-up couple. Have we failed? Yes. Do we know what it is to sin against God? Yes. I would never want to walk with anybody who has never failed. Because you know why? They're going to judge you, condemn you every time. That's why we deal with hard cases. People who live alternative lifestyles. There are young men who like young men. Why are we going to condemn them? You already know somebody crazy. Ain't no sense of you. You know, people see you, they go to the hospital and see you sick and say, how are you doing? I'm in a dang old hospital. You know, praise God. You know somebody in the hospital sick and you walk in. How are you doing? What? Praise God. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to let us know what's going on. If you're sick in your body, I dare you to say, I am healed. Say it. I'm not healed. I don't feel good. Okay, keep going by how you feel. Come on. Here's a man at the pool, crippled, 38 years. That's a long time. And you know what his excuse was? Every time I get ready to step in, somebody jump in. Push him. Now, you've lame for 38 years. You're drunk for 38 years. You're dealing with that hard-headed boy. Some mothers are raising grown children. I ain't talking about the ones that are slow. I'm talking about the ones that are baby. I'm talking about the ones that have some sense. You mothers are raising grown boys, grown, stinking, smelling, you know, hoeing. Mother, keep on raising that grown boy. God is not in that mess. Slap him. Hit him dead up the side of his head. Tell him to get out. I ain't got no place to go. You had a lot of years to think about it. Praise God. Stop just killing yourself and these children hurting you, mothers, and the ones that are doing you good, you don't want nothing to do with. I'm fussing in the name of Jesus. The one, the child, the daughter that's good for you, you don't want to talk to her because she tell you the truth. Come on, I love you, mothers, but you're wrong. Come on in here. But that old knothead boy, that don't mean you no good, starting fights, don't want nobody to be around you, acting like a little spoiled brat, you just, come on, my baby, hit him in the jaw. Tell him he's wrong. Praise God. This is Roger. I promise you I love you. If you want to talk to me personally, I'd be glad to talk to you. But if your ears are soft, don't call. I get a lot of calls from people who just want to, they want the wisdom of God for me and my queen. What's on your mind, baby? You over here cracking up.
You're making me laugh so hard, I can't even talk.
I love you, baby. When I saw your eyes, I looked into your eyes, and I saw your nose. You got a sexy nose, praise God. And I saw your cheekbones when you smile, baby. It turns me on. See, I'm not too saved to be turned. Some of y'all saved, y'all get turned on, too. Don't sit up here and act like you stiff. That's why a lot of men cross their legs in church. You can't block it, praise God. It's time for people to be human. They stop trying to act like you in the cloud all the time. You know, like this one lady, baby, every time I saw her, I said, how you doing? Ooh, I'm in a Shekinah. She was in the spirit all the time. I said, how you doing? I'm in a Shekinah. I mean, I'm looking for I'm doing okay, you know, all is well. You know, like the old folks used to say. She always said, I'm in a Shekinah. You know, there's something called the Shekinah glory. And I've never forgiven I said this to her. I said, you know, she's kind of crazy. You know, nobody's in the clouds all the time.
No.
If you read about Jesus, go ahead, I dare you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The whole Bible's about them, but especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You'll discover that Jesus was so down to earth. One time there was a woman who was caught in adultery, but they didn't bring the man. And they wanted to stone her. There was always some old religious person in the background saying, stone her! So what Jesus did, he stooped down and started writing on the dust, the dusty ground. And I can imagine, got up and he looked at the people and he said, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. Jesus noticing that there was no man. They brought the woman. Nowadays, they bring the man. The woman accuses the man. You know what happened to old Cain. I mean, Herman Cain. The women came out of the closets. Click, click. And I know Herman Cain was going to make it because he talked like he was directing the choir. You ever notice that? He talked like he was directing the choir. Sing! So these women came and they told a 10-year, he slept with me. Let me tell you silly women something. If you can keep a secret that long and all of a sudden you take, you have a spirit of opportunist, you pick a fine time to come on television. Let me tell you something. Women, y'all need to stop. Tell the truth. Don't wait till the man becomes famous, then you want to come out the woodwork. Or you just, look, just come out and be honest. I want a check.
That's it.
Just, I want some money.
That's it.
Come on.
That's it.
A 10-year-old incident?
Come on.
And you wait a decade?
That's a big deal.
Come on. Now you can write a book and get rich. Y'all, it's all about the Benjamin. Come on in here. Everybody not heard is about the Benjamin. And then you silly men, you got some money, pay up. You're going to do wrong, pay for it. You do the same thing, you go get a woman of the night, pay. Now, I'm talking natural. I ain't talking the Holy Ghost. Now, the sad thing about it is some folks say, what is he saying? He's supposed to be a man of God. People cannot handle the truth.
That's weird.
They want somebody to get up and speak in tongues and act like they're deep and get the bug in their eyes and say, look, I see money coming your way. Oh, I see a man. He's 6 foot tall, dark and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He never said light and handsome. Dark and handsome. Be real. All of us have sinned. Romans 3:23 and came short of the glory of God. Listen, I have skeletons in my closet. They was knocking the other day. I said, stay in there. Praise God. Be honest. God used David because he was so honest. And see, that's what happened in the church. You know, you hear this bishop falling and this pastor falling. That's because they, you know, I know pastors right now, you can't call them by their first name. They get offended. You was John before you got born again. I didn't say John the Baptist. And then you get born again, and somebody got to call you bishop. And that's why when folk fall, folk don't feel sorry for you.
That's right.
But the faithful few, now you the bishop, but you the bishop with a name. You know, the Bible said a great name is rather to be chosen than great riches. We got folk with a great name, but the great name is I heard it through the grapevine. They got a grapevine name. God, a bush burning. Praise God. I feel it in my left toe, honey. I have people call me Roderick. So when I snap on you, hey, I love it. You know my name.
Roderick.
You ain't got to go, you know, bishop, apostle, prophet, and all those things exist in us. You know, my wife is a powerful woman of God. But we call each other Roderick and Katrina. We have our little moment. We ain't never had a five-minute argument. They last. My baby over here cracking up. Because I'm telling you something. I'm not ashamed of Roderick. I like Roderick. Come on. You like Katrina?
I like her. I like her a lot.
I do more than you, baby. Praise the Lord. You know what? I cannot fake with folks. People are looking for somebody that is real. You have to be real with folks. Because, see, we're not sent to the